Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Hello, Gentle Tuesday.
Hello, Gentle Tuesday. Just gently.
Tuesday.
I was going to say row, row, rowing our boat, but.
Yeah.
That seemed gentle.
Gently row, row, rowing
Just
our boat.
Just row, row, row your boat through a Tuesday.
Where are we going?
Tuesday.
Up the stream or down the stream?
Oh. Good question.
We're going down the stream. You know this song.
Oh.
I just was going to play.
I couldn't remember
the
words.
Oh, my God. You don't remember? It's okay.
Row, row,
let's
row
start
boat.
Over.
Oh, man.
It is a, let's close that down.
Okay.
It's a gentle.
Yeah.
So you want to go into Tuesday gently. Row, row, rowing.
Row, row, row your boat gently. Gently down the stream. Gotcha.
How are we rowing?
Merrily.
Why?
Because life is but a dream.
There you go.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I forgot that song.
Nailed it. You got it.
You're like, which way are we going in the stream? I don't remember. Upstream?
Down the stream.
Oh, yeah.
You can't row gently upstream. You're going against the
totally
current.
You're right. It's a battle upstream.
Yeah. You got to go with it gently.
We're gently downstream.
Yeah.
Jeepers.
Boat rowing is more popular when that was written.
Absolutely. Because I don't remember the last time I have rowed a boat.
Last time I was in a canoe, I guess, or a paddle boat.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't.
Something without a motor?
Yeah. We had like a canoe trip when I was in seventh or eighth grade.
Seventh or eighth grade? That's how far back we're going?
Yeah, but there's also like I think we have a paddle boat at the lake.
Yeah?
But
you don't get in that thing?
No. No, I don't.
Why is that?
Well, okay, so it's a paddle board, and it's inflatable.
Is the one you have to stand?
And you have to stand.
Oh, those scare me.
It takes core strength.
Yes.
Just standing up. I can maybe do knees, but standing up on that thing, whoo, that's hard.
Now, I did get to jet ski when we were in Mexico. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are just good times.
They sure are. I got to kayak once.
So that's...
That's paddling.
Paddling, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That counts.
That counts. Okay.
So you've recently kayaked. You're
no,
the most.
That was Hawaii. That was like 8 years ago. But I enjoyed it. What?
That's good. That was 8 years ago. So I don't remember the last time.
The last time
I
have merrily rowed a boat was probably 8 years ago.
We're not outdoors.
No,
people,
also
are we?
I'm fine with that.
But
I do love going to like Lake McBride. Renting a pontoon
and
watching the people stand up and paddleboard.
I like to be water adjacent.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to be in
love
the water.
You do your thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Get to where you're going. You've got, oh my God, their core strength must be perfect.
Yes.
Can you imagine?
I'm for it, not against it. I just don't want to personally be involved.
No.
I'm just like pontoon. That's perfect for me.
Good speed.
Just easy.
Because, you can go easy.
Yeah.
Or you can... Crank it, but you're not going super fast. And you're also on a pontoon.
Yeah.
Right?
We need to get to some water now. Like, all of a sudden this week, just being like, boom, summer.
Yeah.
I am ready. Like,
you know what just hit me? A pontoon is like a porch on water. Isn't that what it is?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's take the porch for a drive.
Yeah. You got a folding chair.
Uh-huh.
Bench.
Yep.
There's beer.
A lot of beer.
Yeah.
Everything
snacks.
You need. It's right there.
Uh-huh.
And it just.
A little bit of sun.
Easy does it.
Yeah. Tunes. Porch on water. Pontoon.
It's perfect. Perfect.
Well, may you go into your Tuesday merrily, merrily, merrily.
Like a porching pontoon. Enjoy it.
Upstream or down, whatever works for you.
Totally. And did you ever live with somebody who was your friend first?
Yeah. My freshman roommate was a grade school friend.
Okay. Did it go all right?
Went How did great.
You... Okay. Good on you. Sometimes
Thank you.
That's a difficult relationship to navigate because being friends with somebody and living with somebody are two completely different experiences.
I would agree.
And sometimes it can go south. Case in point, man in his 20s went on social media to ask people for advice because his roommate stole a piece of cake that he had made from his personal mini fridge. Then the roommate had a bad reaction to the cake because he didn't realize there was peanut butter in the cake.
Okay.
So had to call 911. They had to get him with the EpiPen so he recovers. The guy who stole the cake.
The thief
then tells the roommate he's got to pay the medical bills because he poisoned him.
Nope. No on every level.
Right.
When you started this conversation, it took me right back to my freshman year because where we lived, it was more of an apartment.
Yeah.
So we had a sink, we had a little stove, and it wasn't a hard conversation, but when you're living with somebody, it's a little easier if you know them.
You lay down the ground rules.
You got to do your dishes.
Yeah.
Or the rule is if you're cooking, I'm cleaning, but let's get that figured out now because I don't want to live for 4 months and it's just a lot of finger pointing.
And they had the ground rules. They actually did. The rule was they don't share groceries and they have separate mini fridges. So what he was doing in his roommate's fridge is a mystery because that's none of your business.
No, has no grounds. None.
None. Except now it's awkward.
Why?
Because the guys were friends. They were friends first and they share a friend group. And some of the people in the friend group are like, we get that he stole your cake, but you're friends and you should help out your friend with his medical bills.
No!
Because you caused it. He's like, now I'm feeling bad because all of my friends are not on my side.
That's hard. But the logical side of my brain is on fire right now. I'm the little red guy from Inside Out.
Totally.
You stole food.
I'm not going to pay your medical bills.
End of the sentence.
Yes.
You know what? That's called a consequence.
It's called karma.
And it's a crappy consequence,
It's
karma.
Yeah, I'm
so
sorry.
But I'm not paying for medical bills.
Nope. Not when you're a cake stealer.
You know what you got paid in? A life lesson. You'll never do that again. That's payment enough.
You're welcome.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Remember the show Home Improvement?
I love that show.
It was so good. But the show within the show?
Yeah.
Tool Time?
Yeah.
So we have Tim Allen and Tim the Toolman Taylor starring the show. And then he had his sidekick, Al Borland.
That was my nickname around this building for a while.
Al Borland?
If I ever wore a flannel shirt.
I see it.
And I used to,
bearded
used
guy.
To have a goatee.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They called me Al.
Al.
Uh-huh.
Al was a great guy, but in real life, Al does have a new project. Al is shilling the silver bullet or the magic bullet. I don't remember what the something bullet.
Is this a food thing?
It's an as seen on TV garden hose.
Oh, I've seen the hose. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this the one that expands?
It expands when you turn it on.
Yes.
And then when you turn it off, it's shrinks down.
Goes back to its original size.
Yes.
Tiny.
And my husband thought that was the perfect solution for our backyard space. We had to have a hose that's super, super long, and we're really, really bad about reeling the hose back up on the spinny carty thingy.
The spinny carty thing, I think, though, if you put it into good practice, you'll appreciate it. But the silver bullet, also sold under the name Rocket Hose.
Rocket Hose.
Looks like it's your best friend, right? Because it doesn't take up as much space. And it's like, when you need me and fill me full of water, look how long it is, right?
Yeah.
And then like, I'm just going to go back in the garage now.
Well, I hate to steal Al's catchphrase from him, but he's always like, I don't know about this, Tim. I don't know about this, Al, because it is fabric on the outside.
It's silver bullet fabric. Claire.
Yeah, but
I'm sure it's patented.
I keep putting it, pulling it across the
driveway,
the cement, like the back patio.
Oh, yeah.
And it like snags. It's like...
Do you have is it a flat patio or is it like stone?
Yeah, just flat.
Okay, there goes that idea. That's weird.
I know. It hates concrete.
We have one in the front yard because it doesn't need to be as long as the one I need in
the
backyard.
Exactly, so nice, right?
And it only has to go across a little bit of the driveway. And I haven't had
a problem?
No. Do you want to swap?
Yeah, let's switch.
Okay.
Switch hoses.
You want my silver bullet for your silver bullet?
Yeah, I'll switch it.
All right, see what happens. What color is yours?
Black.
Oh, mine's green? Although you're Vikings fans. This is Packer colors. I don't know if it'll go in your house or not.
I don't care.
You just don't want it to scrape across the driveway.
I hate the feeling, the sound, like, ugh, it's nails on a chalkboard.
It makes a sound. You might have maybe the cheaper one or the more advanced, I don't know.
Crappy bullet.
You've got crap bullet.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got the brown bullet.
Got it.
Is what you bought instead. Brown bullet. I wanted to ask a question in all seriousness because I don't know how this works. I understand trees, and for trees to survive, I think I've heard before you have male and female trees.
Really?
I've heard that. I don't know if someone was pulling my leg. I also heard
who said this?
Some guy who had just told me I had to change my blinker fluid. So maybe not.
What?
Either way, I swear to you, or better yet, you have dormant or active trees.
Sure.
So it's like sterile is not the right word, but like we have apple trees that never produced fruit before.
Yeah.
And then after the derecho now started producing fruit, for example.
Weird.
We were told they were dormant. I'd like to talk about Canada's favorite tree, the maple.
Such a beautiful tree.
I love the leaf. I love the colors.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a big maple in the backyard that survived the derecho thanks to that crew that came in and trimmed off all the stuff, right? And I was looking up there the other day, about a week ago. I'm like, crap, there's like a whole dead branch up there. I'm like,
yes.
That's going to have to come down because those are known as widow makers, right? And it's going to fall out and kill people.
Yes.
Like everything else is nice and green, but this one's got a little bit of tan in it. So those, no, those aren't dead leaves. Those are pods. Those are seed pods.
Yes.
And now what is covering my backyard is one maple tree's worth of those willy gigs.
Little helicopters.
Yes. I do not remember a year where my maple tree has dropped that many of those.
No, the entire neighborhood. There's branches that I'm like, oh my gosh, like all of these trees are dying. This is so sad.
I have a new maple out front. It's a year and a half old. And I looked at the top. I'm like, huh, the dead leaves from last year didn't blow off.
No.
Nope, it's more of those pods.
They're not dying. They're fertile.
And I swear the pine tree out front, also more pine cones this year.
Really?
What's going on? What's happening in the tree kingdom?
It's time to go forth and multiply.
Hey, it's been 5 years since the derecho. I hear you're looking for a tree, and you know, I'm here for it. Is that it?
The trees are like, we were in mourning long enough, and now we're gonna...
I've moved on from losing my best friends. I'm back on the market.
Yeah! Trees got their groove back. Yeah, trees!
I'm barky and single and looking to mingle. Woo!
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. Well, the Serapis Community School District Board of Directors, Board of Education, did go back to the drawing board and has revised the referendum suggestion, and they like this new plan. So they voted. It's going on the ballot.
What do we got?
November 4th, 2025, Cedar Rapids, Lynn County? Cedar Rapids voters who have property within the school districts of Cedar Rapids will vote on a bond referendum, which, if passed, would cost the average Cedar Rapids homeowner about $7.47 a month. It includes the following: renovation of McKinley, conversion of Wilson into a modern elementary facility for Cedar River Academy and Grant Elementary, renovation of Roosevelt to take in Wilson.
Oh.
Upgrades to Kennedy's Commons, and a ninth grade wing would be added to Kennedy, and then a ton of ADA improvements and enhanced school safety and security measures. That is the new plan. That's the bond that will go to voters coming up in November in Cedar Rapids. This caught fire yesterday on the internet. Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control, social media, they found a python in somebody's front yard yesterday morning.
Like a real actual python?
Yeah, we're going to get to that in a second. It's led to three things. A lot of social media attention.
Yeah.
A citywide search for the owner. And the announcement that that snake is illegal in the state of Iowa.
Oh, then you're not going to find the owner.
It is a reticulated python. And per Iowa code, they are illegal in Iowa. And per the internet, they are 10 to 20 feet in length.
This is a big snake.
So there was a little bit of a debate, and I didn't go through the hundreds and hundreds of comments. But Burmese pythons are fine. This is stuff that Jade knows and I don't.
Okay.
She's the snake lady.
Snake lady.
But that there are some pythons that are okay to own in the state of Iowa. But a reticulated 10 to 20 foot, looks like an anaconda is going to kill you python, that's a no-go. So half of the posts yesterday morning were, hey, we need larger, like, we need a vessel for this thing.
Yeah.
Because the nice thing about Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control is they'll keep it alive. Right now is an abandoned pet. That's how they're treating it.
Okay.
So they're still waiting for someone to come forward. Then we'll just let the law do what the law does. But I would then presume this probably works its way to probably an animal rescue or a zoo.
Wow. But if you come forward, you're in trouble.
I would guess so, right?
That.
I don't know. Can you play? It's kind of like tinted windows. Like, I didn't know. I'm here from a different state. I don't know.
Leave with that.
I would. Yes.
But I'm innocent because I didn't know.
I didn't know the law. That's how I basically got banned from going to France. Oh, I didn't know the passport
there
law.
There's a speed limit? I didn't know.
No, now hold on. There's a sign for that. But there are no signs for snakes that I've ever seen in Iowa.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
That
I don't
allow this size of python. A reticulated python. You don't think just feigning naivete?
Oh, I have no idea.
Dear me.
Well, you should.
I would start with an apology. I am so sorry. You guys are heroes. You found, I don't know, let's give it a fun little name, Sally.
Sally the python.
Sally got out. Thank you so much for all that you do, all of the animals that you rescue. How much is the fee? And then I would try to get out fast.
So you're going to try to kiss up to them first.
Yes! That's okay. How you sweet talk get your snake back. And then you'll say, you know what? I didn't realize that was the law. First time offender. How about I just pay a fine?
No!
And I'll surrender it.
First time offender.
First time offender. Sorry. See how, but you're listening to how I'm saying it?
It's how you're saying it.
First time offender.
I'm a first time offender?
Yeah. Almost make it a question. Like, I don't know.
You are going to let me go?
And then you Jedi mind trick your way out of there. That's what I do.
Good luck to you.
Good luck to everybody. This was just like, just a sleepy little Monday in Cedar Rapids.
No kidding.
We caught a python, everybody. Whoa. That was cool. I got two feeling all right today.
Okay, how does this work?
I take one feeling all right, and I add another feeling all right.
Double.
They're short. Downtown Rotary awarded Willis Stady Homeless Services $100,000. Grand impact.
Yay.
That was your winner yesterday. The funding is for something called mattress recycling. It's a brand new program to Iowa. It's going to be a way that they're going to make money for Willis Stady, putting also people to work, which is great.
Love it.
$100,000 for the program. Number two. The national championship has concluded for Sports Illustrated 2025 Best High School Mascot in America tournament.
Yes.
The votes. The Morse Shipbuilders, 5,889 votes. Center Pointer Band of Storm and Pointers, 9,216 votes.
Oh, my goodness.
Storm and Norman takes 61% of the tally. Your number one best high school mascot in America per Sports Illustrated is Stormin' Norman from Center Pointer Banna.
Yes, we did it!
We did it, everybody! Woo! That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
It's Z's Sleaze with Claire!
Opening statements began yesterday in Diddy's sex trafficking trial. Prosecutors told the jury about 20 years worth of crimes, including kidnapping, arson, drugs, sex crimes, bribery, obstruction. Diddy's attorney admitted that Diddy was prone to violent outbursts, often fueled by drugs and alcohol. And yes, some of those outbursts may have warranted domestic violence charges. But, she said, a lot of the sexual stuff was all consensual. So that does not constitute sex trafficking or racketeering.
And I will prove it to you with a shadow of a doubt.
Oh, my goodness. Now, they've already seen the video that we've seen of Diddy beating up his ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura. Four times they have showed it. They've showed it slowed down because there was some concern that some news outlets had sped it up to make it look more violent than it actually was. And we've already had a couple of witnesses give their testimony. The first witness was a security guard who was called in after that beating at a hotel took place. And he said that Diddy offered to pay him and said, don't tell anyone.
He wanted the tape, right?
Yes.
Wasn't that it?
Yes. Well, and the security guard had been involved and had seen the aftermath. There was a broken vase. She was sitting in the corner. There was also a male escort who testified yesterday as well to some disturbing adult times together.
Was he in that room? This
he
is
wasn't
new information.
In that same room. But
okay.
They had had some times together in the past, and he had been paid for his services.
Just show me on the doll.
Yes. Okay. I know.
I know how it works.
You know. Yesterday, NBC and a couple of other channels decided to unveil their fall schedule that's coming our way. It's leaning heavily on NBA. The NBA is back on NBC, which they haven't had since 2002.
I wonder who lost it. TNT, ESPN?
Maybe.
Huh.
But they made it a really big deal. Even had Michael Jordan help contribute and tell people all about the schedule. It looks like
I have to remind myself that there's a lot of people who like the NBA.
Yes.
Because we don't have a team in Iowa.
I just don't pay as close attention.
I don't pay attention to it.
We are always following college sports, I feel like. I just
first for starting, yes. And then I think football is just more widely seen.
Yes.
Give us a good Midwest team. Give me another Michael Jordan somewhere in the Midwest. We'll be all over it.
Absolutely.
But again, on the coast where the people, where the eyeballs are, your big cities, they're watching the NBA. So
exactly.
Good for you, NBC.
Good for you. They're also hyping a new comedy called The Fall and Rise of Reggie Dinkins, starring Tracy Morgan as a former football star trying to rehabilitate his image, which looks funny. Daniel Radcliffe is also in it, and Tina Fey is one of the producers. So
that's usually a good sign.
Should be good. There's also a mockumentary called Stumble about a junior college of cheerleaders that are trying to make their way.
So that's all NBC.
Yeah, this is all NBC. They also gave us a little preview of The Office spinoff. This one's called The Paper.
I think I've heard about this.
Remember, it's set in a Midwest newspaper. And
wasn't this the one they were going to film in Iowa?
They talked. I had headshots done.
So I wanted,
you were going to be in it?
Remember, I had measurements because I was going to go to an open casting call.
What is this for?
Yes.
And
it never took off.
Nope.
All right.
It does have Oscar Nunez in it, who was in the original.
Right.
And this is going to be a Peacock-only show.
Okay. I'll be in any of them.
I'd do it.
I wonder where they ended up filming that.
I don't know. They looked like, for a second, Fox was unveiling their schedule, and people were a little worried that it did not include The Masked Singer.
I don't watch a lot of Fox anymore. I watch that, and then every ad seems to be for a cooking show.
Yes.
That's all I think Fox has now.
Or The Floor with
Rob
Lowe.
Oh, yeah, The Floor.
The Floor is going to be taking
Which
over
I
The Masked Singer spot.
Still don't understand.
I don't get it, Rob. I don't get it. And The Masked Singer, by the way, is not canceled. It's just on a break. It'll come back in the winter.
That's how it works.
Yeah. Just got to let it rest a little bit. Make you want it even more.
So Hell's Kitchen, probably.
Probably.
The restaurant, the three different tiers of, like, where are you cooking?
Yep.
Are you on the upper floor? And then the floor.
Yep.
That's it. That's
what
Fox.
They got. Ta-da, Fox. And then the Madonna project that is on again, off again, a biopic of some sort that she said was going to be starring Julia Garner. That actress that has the curly hair from
Ozark.
Yeah. Yes. Scrapped, brought to life again. She has a completely different project separate from that whole thing. Madonna has teamed up with Netflix and director Sean Levy, the Deadpool Wolverine director. And she's going to do some sort of TV series project.
About her, or is she just like...
About her.
Okay.
It's a limited series. It's about her life, but we don't know what part of her life it's going to be about.
I would love to see like an origin story. Detroit, I think she's from... Yeah,
I think
like,
you're right.
What was it like trying to make it in the music business while a world of videos and just were coming onto the scene? Your decision to be a little edgy. I think that'd make for good television.
I think so too. But I don't know where she's going to focus on. And we don't know either who is going to play her, if she's going to stick with that Julia Garner actress or somebody different.
But every time you bring this type of story up,
I'm almost hesitant
that it doesn't happen.
And maybe I'm ruining it right now by telling you about
it. You're the problem.
It's me. I have the Midas touch, but in reverse. Sorry, Madonna. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
I can't believe our quest for a world record goes back to maybe March. Is that right?
It's been a minute. It might be.
It was a nerd news. I think it was early April because the Savannah Bananas were to play at Busch Stadium, I think, right before Major League Baseball started. Mm-hmm. So that would have been end of March, early April. And the City Museum in St. Louis, with some clever marketing, got 300 and some people to wear banana hats. That counted as a world record. And since that time, it's been a goal of the Morning Scramble to pursue a world record. And it seemed very easy, right?
Yes.
Find a concept, find a benefactor, get like your CVB on board to get people in a location. Like three steps. No problem.
We had a lot of excitement right out the gate. And a couple of different options as far as what kind of record we want to accomplish.
Found one, like most people gathered having a cereal breakfast. That seems perfect for our area. The other one was most people wearing party hats. I think the phrase is conical hats.
Conical hats.
Cone-shaped hats.
Paper cone hats.
Yes. So that was all ready to go. And we contacted our dear friends at Guinness. And we've had a couple emails back and forth. And there's one word, though, that just keeps coming up. And that word is show us the...
Yeah, their thing is, if you want a Guinness World Record, you better be ready to pony up some dough, Morning Scramble.
How much dough, Claire?
Well, Eric, they're asking for a mere $18,000.
Apparently, and I called the City Museum. I'm like, did you guys pay for this? They're like, yeah, we did.
Oh, my word!
When you do a record of that size, and it requires all of the validation and confirmation, and you're doing it primarily for publicity, they want to cut. And that's, hey, they're a business too, right? They put out a price tag and we can buy or not buy. And unless somebody comes forward today, we asked yesterday, no phone calls.
No.
If you want to be our benefactor and cut us a check right now for 18 to 25, because I tell you what, 18 covers their costs.
Yeah. It doesn't include really get us out of a couple jams.
Travel, lodging while they're here. We have to cover all of it.
Right.
There's no way, right?
Nope.
I think a world record of us trying to raise money is a better accomplished world record than actually getting the world record for conical hats.
I just want to focus on the world record, and now I have to focus on fundraising? No.
No,
no,
thank
you.
We don't have time.
I just want one person to say, here is a check.
And we realize so many, I'm sure they get requests for these ideas all the time. It takes minimum a week, if not a week and a half, just to get a reply on things.
It does.
Now, I'm sure if we paid him $18,000, I'll get a phone number. Right? That they'd
Hopefully.
Answer all the time.
Hopefully you would.
Claire, we don't have $18,000.
No. This just in, we do not.
This just in.
I've just been handed a note. Oh, it's the bank statement. No.
So better we go to a few partners we've already had some side conversations with. And I say we just tackle this on our own. And it's just a scramble world record. That's the only option we have, right?
I like that.
We know the number we're trying to beat. It's just only going to be documented, I don't know, at the Cedar Rapids Public Library.
We'll just keep it in our hearts.
In fact, this is a good question. What does it take to get a book published in Iowa? Could we publish a one or two page book?
A leaflet?
We'll bind it.
Okay.
Spiral bound. Like when you turn in a book report in college.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
It'll have a plastic cover that you see through.
And that plasticky binder thing. Yeah.
Those and they teeth together.
Yep.
And then we will file it with the Cedar Rapids Public Library so it would be a scramble book of record or records if we break them.
Could just be an
idea.
That's...
You know how much that cost me? $10.
I can do that.
I don't have to pay $18,000. I can pay $10.
All he's got to do is go to Kinko's.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'll give him a $10 tip just to show Guinness. I'll show them. Here's $20 for this local guy. I'm not paying you $18,000.
$18,000.
So,
are you out of your minds?
I feel like they are. I get it.
But people are paying it.
Yes, as long as the City Museum in St. Louis keeps paying, we can't compete with that. So, have we abandoned the world record? No. Is the word Guinness going to be on it?
No.
No. Unless, again, before 10 o'clock.
Call now.
$25,000. That's all we're asking.
200-1029, $25,000 check.
And if you just said, oh, does that help children? Or is that going to clothe somebody? No, that just buys us a world record.
Gets us a name and a book.
That's all we're going for. A name and a book.
Tell us your story. It's Songversations with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Ah, Songversations, a little conversation starter, getting the memories going about a little bit of music. And today we're talking music and TV because we're talking about the best TV theme song in your opinion. And as soon as we got to this question,
yeah.
I had a gut instinct, a gut reaction.
Did you stay with it or did you think on it a little too long?
No, I didn't think about this at all. My gut reaction, my first response, and I think I am correct. I believe the TV theme song to Ted Lasso is my absolute favorite.
Let's listen to your absolute favorite TV theme song, shall we, for Songversations. I like that it was the first thing you thought of.
It's the first thing. I love Mumford & Sons. I love that they have a good enough relationship with Jason Sudeikis that they just did the theme song for the show. It's a great show. It's a feel-good show. The song makes me feel good. The show makes me feel good. I just got a lot of love for it.
Is it this part?
Yeah. Starts with a yeah.
That's something that I would have thought would be Eric's because he's talked about Ted Lasso a lot.
Good thought.
Surprise.
Guess what? It wasn't even coming close to being on my list.
Right. You weren't even considering
it? No, I think part of my problem is I went younger, right?
So you went to childhood.
Well, the first ones in my head were childhood. And I'm like, well, is that relatable enough for everybody, right?
But sometimes.
So the Flintstones?
Those have big impacts on you.
Mostly black and white comedies. Not like the Flint, yeah, Saturday morning stuff. And, you know, a lot of that was on repeat. You know, yeah. I'm at the age that grew up with early cable. So, like, early Gilligan's Island, Happy Days. And they're easy to sing, Laverne and Shirley.
But for me, that was Nick at Night. Like, we didn't have the Disney Channel, but we had Nickelodeon as a kid. And when they did those, like, replays, oh, those are great songs, too.
But then, so as I said earlier, you kind of go through different eras in your life. Like, Ted Lasso is a now, right?
Yeah.
The one that then just jumped out and then I couldn't talk myself out of it was the TV show was about people at the age I was when I was watching it. It was also as I was getting into this business and the theme song became a hit song and it is the theme from Friends. The Rembrandts. That little guitar lick at the beginning. Dun, 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 dun. Everybody knows exactly what that theme is.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I think that the TV show got so popular. Didn't that like make its way into
as released as a song?
Like as a song itself, right?
I really don't remember, quite frankly.
I feel like just that
there was
had
a lot of
power.
Talk about the first version of it, and it was a little more angsty.
Uh-huh.
Because remember, we're also in the right out of the world of grunge,
mm-hmm.
And the Seattle sound. So I think they wanted to pop it up. It was a funnier show, right? It was a brighter show.
Yeah, it should be
so,
bright.
Yeah, okay. We've got Ted Lasso, and we've got the theme from Friends, and we've got producer Ben sitting over there, and we're going to make him sweat it out, and we'll come back. Give us 5 minutes, and we will find out producer Ben's go-to TV theme song. While we've got time, though, phone lines remain open. Let us know for Songversations, what is your best TV theme song and why?
Talking about music, memories, and life. It's Songversations with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
I know we give producer Ben a hard time a lot of the times.
Yes, we do.
This one is deserved.
Absolutely, because our Songversation prompt is talking about TV theme songs.
And what he asked you two questions yesterday.
Number one, does TV theme song include movies?
My first thought went to Jurassic Park.
Of course.
Then... No. I was like, yes, I got to choose that one.
It's so good. Or can it be a song that is notable from within a movie?
A movie or TV show?
That was also about Jurassic Park.
What TV show referenced Jurassic Park so much?
Well, no TV show reference.
It was just
the Jurassic Park movie has a good song that they play in the middle of it.
Now, I'm concerned.
Wasn't even the theme song.
Is there TV in a manna?
Yes.
I was like, how do you not know about TV, Ben?
Even if it's just three channels, it's still TV.
Yes, that's my point. Even if it was the news, I love the jingle on the news.
If you got
would take it.
Nova on PBS, you've got Sesame Street, right? There's got to be something
Sesame
there.
Sesame Street, hello.
Okay,
so
this has been a long time coming. I cannot wait to hit this button.
After she said no movies, then
my
first thought went to the Friends theme song.
Yes.
But then at the end of yesterday's show, you're like, it could be Friends. And then I'm like, no, that's too obvious. I can't do it anymore. So then I changed.
Okay. This is producer Ben's answer
totally
to the question.
It's totally a TV show. It's not a movie.
What's the best TV theme song? We'll find out. Here it is.
Claire, it's funny that you say it could be a news theme.
Tonight with Peter Jennings.
Yes.
Oh, now I'm David Muir.
I watch it with David Muir. Thank you very much.
I love this answer.
You are such an old man.
I started watching the news in middle school.
You and me both. Yes.
I wasn't a normal middle schooler.
No, you're not.
And I love their theme song.
I do too. This takes me back to every night at dinner. This is on in the background. That trumpet, man.
I couldn't believe Clara said it could be a news theme song.
I can't believe I said it either.
And it was.
But it kind of makes sense, though.
All right. This is so much fun.
You're plugged in, Ben.
They are plugged in Amanda. He just proved his point.
Ta-da.
All right, those are our answers. We're taking a ton of yours as well. Songversations. Conversation, by the way, is also happening on Facebook, which will be fun to kind of watch because maybe we get some debates going too, right?
Yeah, let's debate these.
Fill up our page right now, the Z102.9 page on Facebook, answering the question, the best TV theme song and why?
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Sometimes when you are a parent, especially I think as the older your kids get, teenage years,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you'll do something just being a normal person in the world and you are told that you are being so embarrassing. Case in point.
Please tell.
My daughter hosted a slumber party. I hosted it. She had friends over, whatever.
I think she hosted
it. Here I am being embarrassing because I don't know how to say I wish she had a slumber party. She hosted some friends over and I tried my hardest, Eric, consciously making the decision to not be embarrassing. I tried to give them space. Like, I didn't even welcome people at the door. I just like, whatever, like, come in the house. It's like, it's cool. I'm a cool parent. Like, oh, I'm doing my thing. You guys do your thing. Space, right?
Yeah.
Space. I was told after the fact that my husband and I were so embarrassing because her friends saw us being affectionate to one another. Which I think is a good thing.
It's a great thing.
Yeah. He came home from work and we hugged and asked about each other's days. And her friend pointed it out to her. And she's like, that was so embarrassing that they noticed you guys were affectionate towards each other. Really?
In that moment, is it even worth exploring what she's saying with her? Or is that a no-win battle?
I was trying to think. I'm like, did we, like, get handsy? Or, like, no, I don't think we would do that.
But even, it's like, we are, that's a good representation. That's, we're role models, right?
Yeah.
And that shows we have a loving family.
Yeah.
And it's a marriage. Like, there's nothing embarrassing about it.
Like, daughter, I believe I should be celebrated, actually. Yes. I think this is a good thing.
But I also think in that moment, she doesn't want to talk about it, right? True. She just wants to blame you for something because a friend made her feel weird.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say, in all of the sleepovers I went to or have had, and do you think this is a guy-girl thing? I don't ever remember any of my friends saying something and then me going back to my parents and saying they were embarrassing. Not that I remember.
You're embarrassing me.
I don't remember ever saying that.
I remember saying about it, my younger siblings. They always were embarrassing me.
I think as I got older and also being the oldest, mm-hmm. I felt a little more independent. So that idea of your mom coming to pick you up for your braces appointment, coming into the building, I'd rather you not.
Oh, please don't.
Wait in the car, please.
Yeah. Don't pick me up from high school.
Yes. But just to me, like, if I'm on my own turf, I find it interesting that it was at your house.
It was in my own home.
I feel like in your own home, I think it was pretty laid back and cool.
Should be.
Right?
Should be. But to a teen, that is embarrassing behavior. You yes. can't act like that in front of my friends.
You can't be you.
You can't. How dare
Stop
you?
Stop being you.
I was surprised.
And then I would have you turn around and like, what did you want? What did you want me to do?
What'd you want me to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here, have another one this weekend and you give me instructions and then come back.
We should have just chest bumped and say, what's up, bro?
Hey, high five.
That'd be way more embarrassing, right?
Look at us high fiving.
Hey, bro, you're home from work. What's up, bro?
Part of me wants you to absurd it up and then see what she does. I also don't want her having a breakdown.
How do you handle that? The absurdity of that.
Okay. The kid says you were embarrassed, like you embarrassed them.
You embarrassed me.
That's our question for Mom.
What did you do as an adult, as a normal adult, that was so embarrassing?
I went to school on Monday and I came home and oh my God, it was so embarrassing what you did.
Ugh.
That's all my friend told me.
Why would you do that?
What is that? That's our Momtroversy. Phone lines right now, 200-1029.
Helping raise your kids the scramble way. This week's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
You know, sometimes there are things that parents will do just as regular humans in this world, and you will get an elbow or you will get a cold stare from your teenager, and they will tell you, stop it. You are being so embarrassing.
Oh, I can't believe you did that. Now, do you get it more as mom Or does dad ever get this wrath too from your kids?
I think it works both ways.
Okay.
But I feel like I'm talking about the times when you feel it was unwarranted. Like, I was just trying to be a person.
I'm guessing 99% of the time it's unwarranted.
I feel like he hams it up more.
Yeah.
He tries to drop in like, oh, slay, Pookie. Like,
yes.
And they know that he's being annoying or he's being silly.
And I think she gives that one a pass, right? Because they know.
Sure.
But as you said, like, she had friends over. You went out of your way not to be too, like, do you guys want some cookies?
No.
Like, you just were like, I'm in the background.
I'm trying wallpaper. To be, give them their space and distance. And we were embarrassing because I was affectionate when my husband came home from work.
And let's be clear.
I didn't even know I had eyes on me at the time.
Wasn't a makeout sesh.
No.
You guys, like, hugged.
Hugged.
Like, oh, good to see you. How was
no
your day?
No smooching.
That was it.
Hands
oh
where I can see them.
God, Mom, that's so embarrassing.
Ugh.
All right, these moments of embarrassment. That's our topic right now for Momtroversy.
So I actually have no embarrassing things that my parents did to me. Like, I had very cool parents. Like, my dad's name is Rock. So he's just cool because of that.
That is cool.
That's cool.
but I know for a fact I was very embarrassing as a teen to my mom. Like, I intentionally tried to embarrass her whenever we were out in public. Like, I would pretend to get lost and scream for her and be like,
no!
Ma'am,
Mommy!
Come find me.
You flipped the script.
She hated it. She hated it. It was hysterical. And I was like, okay, the roles have reversed.
Okay, but you have not been accused of being embarrassing to your kids.
Not yet.
You better hope that doesn't catch up with you.
It's happening soon. My 9-year-old daughter is like right there. The eye roll is strong. It's so strong in her. But no. Oh my gosh, you're embarrassing yet. So, but it's coming.
Well, thanks for sharing the other version.
I love that.
And we'll talk to you when the moment happens, okay?
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. Do you think it was an eye roll? Like, is there a natural pattern to it?
Yeah.
You can tell it's starting to hatch.
And she's right. 9 is, it would be Cora's age. There's starting to be a little bit more of that kind of like, what are you doing? Don't hang out with me and my friends. Like, they need more space.
And some of that's just natural maturity, right?
Yeah.
But also understanding, like, I still have a role to play here. I'm still a character in the show. Don't write me off.
Don't write me off this show. I'm not ready to be written off this sitcom yet.
Taking your phone calls for Momtroversy. What did you do that your kid said was so embarrassing?
Okay, well, I was a show choir mom, but I was also a former show choir member back in the day. And back in the day, we didn't have those fun little chants that they sometimes do now at the show choir competitions. I think they're fun. So, of course, I'm in my seat. And my daughter's sitting next to me. And I'm not standing up and doing these little cheers with them. I'm just kind of doing it in my seat and chanting along and stuff. And apparently that's a no-no.
That's a no-no.
So,
just don't
Mom,
do it in front of her.
It.
Did she give you the hard no there in the auditorium?
What's that?
Was it while you were doing it? She tried to shut you down?
Oh, yeah. I got the stare. And if she was sitting next to me, it was like, stop it. Mom, don't do that.
Quit. People are looking at you.
The stare and a stop it. It's a 1-2 punch.
Oh, so embarrassing.
I can't wait for this next round, right, when she has a daughter.
Yes.
And it's like, she was in show choir, you were in show choir, and you're both chanting.
It'll all come back around.
That'll be great. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.